structuring of the ABC study committee. I think Carmen's going to do this section.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. So the I believe Josh, you're going to be presenting the motion for the ABC Committee Sustainability and Charter Restructuring. If that's correct, can you raise your hand so we can make you a co-host?
Okay.
All right, so we will now have a presentation for 5 minutes.
Oh, 5 minutes, wow. Okay, so I'm Josh. I am a co-chair of the ABC Study Committee, along with Mary Jo. And this is about a motion that is being presented about restructuring that involves primarily for the conference's concerns, the ABC Study Committee itself. So let's go through this. Some brief history. The ABC Study Subcommittee since 2023 quarter four has been deliberately and consciously 100% focused on developing a draft conference charter. So note that completion of this draft charter will take likely at least another year. Just keep that in the back of your minds. Two, due to the above, the ABC Study Subcommittee created the Sustainability Study Group reporting to the ABC Study to handle the sustainability study tasks originally assigned to the ABC Study. Okay. The problem. As per finding 12 of Sustainability Study Report, which I have ready to pull up if anyone has questions about that, to the 2025 ABC, the current structure of the ABC Committee, ABC Study, and Sustainability Study no longer make much sense. And I'll repeat throughout this. This is, you know, a conclusion shared by all three of those committees in the path going forward. So, in practice, what's been happening is the sustainability has been updating the ABC study and informally collaborating with the ABC committee. The ABC study has not been reporting to the ABC committee, and the sustainability study has absorbed the balance of what the conference had originally agreed to assign to the ABC study, but the ABC study did not have room for. So I'm going to show that those words. I'm going to show that in pictures now. Basically, on paper, what we had was this, right? Where you have sustainability going up to ABC study, going up to ABC committee, up to the board. But in practice, what happened is sort of ABC study was 100% focused on the charter and wasn't really reporting into the ABC committee. It was just sort of working on this. And then ABC sustainability was kind of on paper supposed to be reporting here, but in practice was kind of updating both. And it was so, it was confusing. The proposed solution, so we just said, you know, problem solution. Proposed solution, again, I'm going to do this in words and then I'm going to show a picture. There are two changes that are being proposed. The first one is to break out the ABC study from reporting to the ABC committee and rather make it an ad hoc committee of the board, rename it to the charter committee, and formally repurpose it to be solely focused on developing a draft conference charter. Two, sustainability would now formally become a subcommittee reporting directly to the ABC committee and would absorb the balance of the directives that the ABC study subcommittee was originally tasked with. Again, all three committees have independently agreed to this change and the board supports this motion. Okay, so in pictures, what we're talking about is making it look like this. Right, where what was, you know, currently known as the ABC study gets renamed the charter, gets sort of moved up the chain here to be parallel with ABC committee and concepts. You can see in purple, just I put it in purple to say it's not directly associated, but the motion mentions it. And then sustainability then reports up to the ABC committee. So here it is. Those are the two changes. So the motion is to rename the ABC Study Subcommittee to be the Charter Committee and make it an ad hoc committee similar to the Concepts Committee. It will report to the board and the conference. The balance of what the ABC Study Subcommittee was tasked with is assigned to the ABC Sustainability Study. And just to clarify, the intent is that the Charter Committee would be a committee of the board and provide regular updates to the conference. That's it for that.
All right, thank you. And can we go ahead and put the motion up? Do I have a second for this motion? Okay, ZAF0003, Marion M. seconds. So now we will go to 20 minutes of discussion. And everyone will have, each person will have 1 minute to speak. NY070, Jasmina.
Yes, I guess I just have more of a question. Since will Charter Committee and ABC Committee still kind of communicate? Because aren't their work related? So like that part of the separation is not clear to me. Like, you know, because we don't want to silo things. We want things to be communicating and for, you know, to work together. So that's my question, I guess, more than a comment.
Can I respond to that?
Sure.
Okay. And if I screen share for a second. So if we go back to this picture to address Yasmina's question, I think it's not that they don't talk to each other before, but it's more like a matter of maybe indirect communication. So I would say like the same way that I think the charter would benefit from, you know, communicating with the concept study, it would benefit from also communicating with the ABC and through the ABC, ABC sustainability. I could also see, you know, the changes in the charter having implications for how the conference is conducted, but that would probably, I assume, go to the ABC committee. I invite anyone else who's part of, you know, charter or sustainability to speak to that.
Thank you for that question. Any other questions or comments?
Excellent.
Charlie H, and if you can list your meeting number.
Yeah, if you can give me 30 seconds to do that, and then I'll come on and comment. I pull back to take care of that.
Okay, and then do we have any other comments while we're waiting for that? Anyone else that would like to comment? Okay, WEB0907, Alaska.
Yeah, is it possible to leave that graphic up? I'm becoming confused. And so one of them was going to be, okay, the Charter Committee. The Charter Committee, who would the Charter Committee report to?
The board.
The board, okay. But it's for the charter. and there's no conference committee yet, yeah?
Right. There are no conference committees today.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And then I will go to TL341, Kelly.
Thank you. The only thing I would say, because I am on the charter committee, and when sustainability committee was created as a subcommittee of the ABC study committee, it started to take on a huge life of its own. And it seemed to me that there was, I mean, I kept bringing up concept 10, which is there needs to be clear definition of who is doing what. And clear authority as to who can do what in these committees. And within these three committees, it became really unclear. And there was a lot of enmeshment and cross scope of work going on. To me, a large part of this is really to try to delineate who is doing what and who is reporting to who. And it's really important to get that clarity because I'm even in these committees and I was often like, wait, who are you reporting to and what are you doing? So thank you.
Thank you. And then I will go to VA092, Charlie.
Right. Thank you. I just want to say I've invested a lot of time in these various committees. I am on a unexpectedly cheerful hiatus right now, but I want to say they have done extremely valuable work. And I think we all really felt like the lack of clear structure that Kelly just alluded to was a weight on all of us. And so I think what this does is it allows the charter to focus on the charter. It allows the sustainability to continue all other things that the conference has asked to be studied about, just how do the meetings run. Obviously, we all have to work in some way with the ABC committee just to make sure that there's coordination. And the only other thing I want to say is the question was raised, do these committees report to the board? Yes, they do. And certainly we've had board members attend meetings. I have to say, though, in practice, they've had a lot of freedom to work out issues on their own, oftentimes with people with very different perspectives. And we have tended to have a lot of latitude to report directly to the conference. So I will actually strongly support this motion. I think it will take away the worst thorn in everybody's sides as far as trying to get the conference to be an experience that all the delegates will enjoy and find valuable. Pass.
And CA044.
Hi, yeah, Bill here. I feel like that because I've sat on the charter committee now for almost 3 years, that there's a lot of enmeshment in what's going on because the sustainability is now wanting to assume different duties of the charter that were initially granted by the ABC to the charter. And I really don't see those enumerated anywhere. I feel like that if a committee is formed and given an assignment, those explicit tasks are made available. So I feel like that, I'm sorry, Mary Jo. Was that my time? Was Mary Jo telling me time?
No, my mistake.
No, but we'll go ahead and we can go ahead and put 25 seconds on the clock.
I apologize for the interruption. My mistake.
That's okay.
Yeah, so it wouldn't I could support this proposal if there were a list of duties and instead of absorb the balance of the directives. I feel like that that's a little bit vague. And that the charter is going to be writing the conference charter. And I think the ABC committee needs to hear about that. And I really kind of favor the old structure where we were all working and reporting in the same manner. So anyway, that's it. Thanks.
Thank you. And then WEB381, Pamela.
Yeah. I am also on that committee, and just for it's confusing when you're listening to this as to what's going on here. The charter is essentially a book of directions about how ACA is supposed to work. It's like the U.S. Constitution tells us how the U.S. government works, and there's like 13 articles or 11 articles, something like that. So that being said, I want to invite all of you, I mean, every last one of you, to jump onto that committee, because it tells us, and we're building the foundation of how ACA works for now and the future. So please, please get involved, and you're worth it, and you're certainly able to do it. Thank you.
And then I'll a little bit more time to anyone else that has spoken.
Hey, Carmen, it sounds like you're breaking up pretty bad. You know.
Oh, are you able to hear me now?
Yeah, just the audio starts going. If you turn off your video, it might help. I think it's on your end because I'm not hearing it from other people.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anyone else that would like to raise their hand? Do you
want to
speak, John?
I just wanted to respond to something that Bill raised, which I can do now, or I can wait till after Aaron goes. I don't, doesn't matter to me.
Let me have Aaron go. IG599, Aaron.
No, oh, sorry, there I am. I do like the idea of better accountability. I mean, I like a lot of all of this, but I do want the idea of better. So I feel like more information about where things are going and who's doing what. Thank you.
Could I respond now?
Okay. And then Josh?
Yeah. So, and yes. Related to Aaron's thing and sort of what Bill raised about, you know, we talk about the balance of the duties. Well, what the heck is that? I think this is the point where we can, I have this pulled up in case we wanted to go there, and it sounds like we might, about the history of the motions that have been passed here. So, and I think it might help, you know, understand and clarify some of this. So I just want to go through this quickly. In, you know, the 22 ABC, you know, that basically the ABC study was created. Right. It was the conference directed the ABC AWC committee to coordinate an in-depth and inclusive study recording regarding possible changes to ABC and AWC structures. Study blah, 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 findings will be presented to 2023 ABC. The ABC committee then took that and created the ABC study. In the following year, at the 2023 ABC, it was clarified that now created ABC study would take on the charter, draft recommendations without limitations, recommendations for changes in other areas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Then this was created in 2024 ABC, which directed the ABC study to do what we now refer to as the sustainability study. The ABC study then created the ABC sustainability group, right? So if we talk about the balance, it's basically, the balance is all this stuff less the charter. So everything in here other than the charter would then go to sustainability. So in terms of the balance, I hope that's helpful.
Thank you.
You're breaking up.
Breaking up. Aaron, you're breaking up.
Carmen can't make you out.
Carmen.
Really can't hear you, Carmen.
Okay, I could probably.
Can you take over, please?
Yes. And so that is the end of our 20 minutes of discussion. And so we will now go into voting. Brad L., would you prepare an election buddy poll with the following choices? I'm in favor of the motion as presented and want it sent to worldwide online voting. I'm in favor of this motion, but would like minor changes. I am in favor of deferring action to a future meeting. I am not in favor of this motion, and I abstain from voting. So have we got that poll ready?
Quick question. We had talked about as a committee about presenting an alternate motion to the original motion to clarify it. Is there an alternate motion process?
Not until it goes into I'm in favor of this motion, but would like minor changes. That's not until after the voting. If that section is selected, then that happens. So
I'm ready, Marcus.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and launch now. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. The poll is launched.
And Carmen, if you do want to come back in at any point, just let me know. We've got about 30.
Are you able to hear me now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And we got about 15 seconds left.
Thanks, Marcus.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and close the vote. And I'm going to share my screen.
Okay, can you go ahead and read the results, Brad?
Sure. We have 55 votes were tallied. There were 3 abstentions. The top one was, I'm in favor of this motion as presented and want it to be sent to worldwide online voting. It had 61.82% of the vote.
Perfect. So that meets the 60% threshold, and it'll go for worldwide online voting. And I will head... give it over to Marcus.